chapter 12. For this reason, you rebuke those who fall away, little by little. Warn them and remind them of the things through which they sin, that they may abandon their evil and put their faith in you, O Lord. For even the ancient inhabitants of your holy land, you hated for their hostile practices, works of sorceries and unsacred rites. They are also merciless murderers of children, and partakers of a sacrificial cannibal feast of human flesh and blood, initiates from the midst of an impious company, and parents who took helpless souls with their own hands. These you wish to perish by the hands of our fathers, that the land, which above all is held in honor by you, might receive a worthy colony of God's boys. Instead, even these, as they were men, you spared, also sending wasps as forerunners of your army, that they might exterminate them by degrees. Not that you were without power to have impious men vanquished in a pitched battle by righteous men, or crushed at once by terrible wild beasts, or by a single stern word, but condemning them bit by bit, you gave them space for a change of mind. You were not ignorant that their generation was wicked and their evil ingrained, and that their rationalizations would not change even to the age. For they were a seed accursed from the beginning. But neither was it because you were wary of anyone that you granted amnesty when they were sinning. For who can say to you, "What have you done?" Or who can oppose your verdict? But when nations perish, who can challenge you, their maker? Or who can come into your presence to maintain the rights of unrighteous men? For neither is there any God besides you, whose care is for everyone, that you need to prove that you have not unrighteously judged. Nor can any king or tyrant confront you on behalf of those whom you have chastised. But as you are righteous, you manage all things righteously. You hold it as foreign to your power to chastise one who does not deserve to be rightfully punished. For your strength is the beginning of righteousness, and your mastery over all things makes you lenient to all. For you show your strength when faith is not put in the perfection of your power, and you rebuke any audacity among those who know you. But though you are a master of strength, you judge with gentleness, and you administer us with much lenience. For whenever you will, the power attends you. But by these works, you taught your people that those who are righteous must be humane. And you filled your sons with a good hope, because you would permit to have a change of mind from their sins. For these were enemies of your boys and doomed to death. Yet, while you brought retribution upon them with such solicitude and indulgence, granting a time and place to abandon their evil, with what exactitude you judged your sons, to whose fathers you gave oaths and covenants of good promises. Therefore, you correct us and scourge our enemies with 10,000 blows, that we may meditate upon your goodness when we judge. But when being judged, we may expect mercy. And unrighteous men who lived a life of senselessness, you examine by torture through their own abominations. For even they went far astray on paths of error, taking even for gods the disgraceful and dishonored among animals, deceived like senseless infants. For this reason, as though upon irrational boys, you sent your judgment upon them as a mockery. But those who did not heed the censure, which was but child's play, were to experience a judgment worthy of God. For in the things through which they suffered distress, since they were chastised by the very things they deemed gods, they saw and recognized the true God whom they had before refused to know. And with this, their final rightful punishment came upon them.